Isn't that a great song?
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah, sure. What do you think, Karen? Is that a great song?
Great song.
That's called Roulette. It's by Russ Conway, a piano virtuoso from Great Britain. Big number one hit there in 1959. I'm Ronnie Allen, and I am so excited this evening because we have two very special phone-in guests to my show with no name. The phone-in guests are going to be Jill Corey, the one and only Jill Corey, and she's a legend, as you know. And in addition to that, Randy Starr, the singing dentist. We'll get to him in the second half hour of the show. Before we bring on Jill, last week I didn't have a chance to do this because I had Sue Thompson on for a full hour. Wonderful lady. Thank you so much, Sue, for last week's show. Merv Griffin passed away a few days ago. I have a connection with Merv Griffin. I was once on Wheel of Fortune. You want to know how I did? I finished in the top three. We're going to salute Merv with his biggest hit record with the Freddie Martin Orchestra. This one is fantastic. It's called I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts.
At an English fair, one evening I was there, when I heard a showman shouting underneath the flare, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, there they are standing in a row, big ones, small ones, some as big as your head, give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, every ball you throw will make me rich. There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roly bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Singing roly bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch. Singing roly bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Roly bell, a ball, roly bell, a ball, singing roly bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch. A lovely bunch of coconuts. Every ball you throw will make me rich.
Have a banana.
There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roly poly ball, a penny a pitch. All together now.
Sing a roll a ball, a ball, a penny a pitch.
Harmony.
Sing a roll a ball, a ball, a penny a pitch.
Roly poly ball.
Roll a ball, a ball.
Singing roly poly ball, a penny a pitch.
The late and great Merv Griffin. Roll the bowl, a bowl, a penny a pitch. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. What a great man he was, and he left us such great memories. I'm Ronnie Allen, and right now, speaking of great memories, it is my privilege and pleasure to welcome to my show with no name one of my all-time favorite female vocalist. In fact, one of my all-time favorite vocalists, period. Welcome aboard, Jill Corey. Are you out there?
I'm here. It should be called The Ronnie Allen Show.
I never thought of it.
I had a radio show once.
You did?
Sure, I called it Dreamtime.
Dreamtime?
Yeah, you can steal it if you want.
Oh, okay. Ronnie, this is Ronnie Allen's Dreamtime. I'm dreaming that I'm talking to Jill Corey. I'm dreaming that I'm talking to a lady who back on November 9th, 1953, was on the cover of Life magazine. Was that a dream or did it really happen? You were on the cover of Life magazine and it said, small town girl gets a new name and a new career?
Yeah, and Gordon Parks was the photographer. The great Shin Alexander was the writer.
7-page spread in Life magazine. Unbelievable.
Small town girl makes good.
Oh, you sure did.
I was population 1,300.
And it
was not just a coal mining community. We also have a little factory there. My father was a coal miner.
And what town was it?
Avonmore, 40 miles east of Pittsburgh.
You're a Pennsylvania lady, at least initially.
Yeah.
Now, and I'm from Pennsylvania, right?
I worked with him, you know.
Merv, or sometimes known as Mervyn Griffin.
You worked for him.
Ah.
And I worked with him. He was just a boy singer, and I was a girl singer on the Robert Q. Lewis show. Don't ask me what year.
No, I won't. Are you going to tell me?
But I don't know how he ended up making billions when we were probably only paid $500 a week. five shows a week.
You know, his legacy, no matter what he did before then, a good part of his legacy is going to be Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
Oh, absolutely.
Creating those shows. Getting back to you now, back in 1953, you becoming kind of an overnight sensation. It was actually 3 years later that you had your first hit single. Actually, no, it wasn't. It was 1953 you did with a song called Robe of Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to skip 3 years forward to 1956. You recorded a song that actually had been done 30 years earlier by, appropriately enough, Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians.
I'm old enough to remember.
also a lady named Eileen Stanley. We're talking about I Love My Baby, My Baby Loves Me. Do you recall how you first heard the song? Did you hear one of those versions of it, or did you hear it as a demo? Or?
I worked for Mitch Miller.
Oh, the Mitch Miller.
Yeah. And you're told what songs to sing.
So he said, you're doing this song.
Yeah, this is your song. Here, learn it, and this is the backside.
Did he sing it for you? Did he say, okay, it goes, I love my baby, now learn it.
No. Cheap music.
Okay.
They pay for the pianist, then you learn it.
Oh, okay.
Then you go into the recording studio, and there used to be a Third Avenue L, and I would take that L down from the Barbizon Hotel for Women, where I was living, and get right off at it, and we recorded in a great big church.
Oh, wow.
So we could get good acoustics, you know.
Jill, I got to tell you something. You not only learned the song, but you turned I Love My Baby, My Baby Loves Me into your song, and we're going to listen to it right now. 1956, everybody, tap your toes to Jill. I love my baby. My baby loves me. That's in parentheses, that last portion. Jill Corey. Jill, I remember you doing that song on the Ed Sullivan Show when you got to the part where you sang, sometimes we quarrel and maybe we'll fight. You actually put your dukes up. Did you do your own choreography?
I don't remember who I recorded this with. Do you? But it has an instrumental on it.
Was it Jimmy Carroll that did the...
Can't recite.
I'm not sure.
It wasn't Percy Faith.
Okay.
Glenn Osser.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was 8 bars of just me standing there. So I made up the Charleston. I did the Charleston for a little bit. I did a little turn around and did a little flip here. It's hard when it's like dead air.
So in other words, you are saying the answer is yes, you did your own choreography to that.
And I'm not a good dancer.
Oh, well, I'm not.
I won't dance. Don't ask me.
Well, I won't. We'll move right along then to ask you to sing, though. We're going to ask you to sing Love Me to Pieces in just a moment. This was from a Studio One television show, Love Me to Pieces, and you were almost in that show. Is that correct?
Yes, they asked me to be part of the show, and I had other appearances booked. But I could have gotten out of them, but my managers and agents were greedy, and they were very high-paying jobs, and one is Las Vegas. I'd be losing like $5,000 or $6,000 to stay in New York to do that show. So I missed out on it. But they played the song so many times, and it was such an adorable show. One time you asked me if I had any regrets. That's one of them. I didn't.
They asked you privately.
Yeah. I should have just told them, look, I want to do this show. This is hilarious. But anyway, I was on the road and a wire was sent to me like 3 days later saying, Love Me to Pieces, which had just been shown like 3 or 4 days earlier, has sold already 750,000 copies.
Oh, golly.
Oh, that was happy news. Very happy news.
Let's listen to it right now. Jill Corey and the theme song from that show called Love Me to Pieces.
Just for you. Hold me, thrill me, squeeze me so tight. Miss me, kiss me all day and night. Why don't you love me pieces, darling? No use in us a quarreling. I only need your loving arms. You know that I'm plumb mad about you, and I couldn't live without you. I'm just wild about your charm. Hold me, thrill me, squeeze me so tight. Miss me, kiss me all day and night. Why don't you love me to pieces, honey? Squeeze me till it ain't funny. Give me the kisses that I crave. You know that I'll never ever leave you. I'd never ever grieve you. You know I want to be your slave. Come on and love me to pieces.
Come on and love me to pieces. Jill Corey, boy, you must have had fun doing that song.
I was done with a harpsichord in a bathroom.
A harpsichord.
On a television show. Some girl trying to become famous.
Jill, not only were you great at doing the up-tempo songs, you also did ballads, and you, in fact, preferred doing ballads. And one of the ballads that you did was Let It Be Me. And I bet you a lot of people think that the Everly Brothers were the first to do that song, but it was actually you who had the first version of Let It Be Me. Is that correct?
Yeah. I was complaining to Mitch Miller that I never got any ballads. Let It Be Me was a big hit in France, so they got some American lyrics put to the song, and he gave me this beautiful, beautiful song, Let It Be Me, and I did not get a hit. And it disappointed me, and it disappointed Columbia Records, but the Everly Brothers made a fortune and cleaned up.
Well,
but it was like a cover, so it was kind of flattering. I covered a record once, Julie London's Cry Me a River.
Oh, I know that.
I just called Mitch, and I said, I have to sing that song. I have to sing that song. I was doing a television series out in California, and I just flew myself to New York, and we just rushed it together, I don't know, within a day, because I had to get back. And it was not a hit either.
I'm not going to cry a river right now, but we are going to listen to Let It Be Me, the original version of Let It Be Me. This is Jill Corey.
Stay around you.
take this heaven from one. If you must cling to someone now and forever, let it be me.
That is Let It Be Me, Miss Jill Corey.
Great
performance.
I love to sing ballads. You know, I want to correct you about something. I wasn't just an overnight star.
No.
I started singing at age 4 for amateur hours.
Okay.
And at age 13, I was singing with a dance band, working 6 and 7 nights a week, $5 a night.
Oh, okay.
And every night I'd get home and I'd say a little prayer, please God, let me be a singer for the rest of my life. And at graduated from high school, and someone had a tape recorder, a song that Tony Bennett had just recorded called I'm Lonely, Left with Tears and Sorrow, I Can't Face Tomorrow Since My Love Has Gone. And I did it.
Okay.
Hello. And it was, and trains were going by.
Wow. Well.
The room was not soundproofed.
Oh,
and somehow, miraculously, it got to Mitch Miller's desk. But because I had worked all those years, that's what kind of made me ready for
amazing
prime time.
Speaking of Mitch Miller, Mitch basically picked out your material for a long period of time, right?
Don't think I picked out a 10-gallon hat.
Oh, that's another story. We'll save that for another show. But you got a reward. As a reward...
Wait a minute. I also recorded the president's song.
Oh, okay.
From Washington to Eisenhower, I think.
I know. We got to save those for another show, Jill.
I mean, Mitch Miller.
Yeah.
I want you to mention Al Kopeck.
Yes. Well, he's the last one I was going to mention him at the end. Well, I want to play... Oh, he's the dearest guy in the world, isn't he? He's wonderful. Al is wonderful.
So for me.
He's your webmaster. We're going to mention him after we play this record.
All right.
I'm going to play In Love in Vain. I'm just going to just tell people that Jill had a couple of big hit records, which were I Love My Baby and Love Me to Pieces. As a reward, they allowed you, I guess Mitch Miller decided to allow you to record an album in which you would pick your own songs.
Yeah.
And one of the songs you picked out was In Love in Vain, music by Jerome Kern and lyrics by Leo Robin. Beautiful song, and I understand, Jill, this is one of your favorites.
Yes, it is.
From Sometimes I'm Happy, Sometimes I'm Blue. This was one of the blue songs, and folks, don't take that the wrong way. It's one of the unhappy songs. In Love in Vain. Miss Jill.
Anyone to want to be such misery and pain. I thought that I would be in heaven, but I'm only up a tree, 'cause it's just my luck to be in love in vain.
In Love in Vain. Is that a beautiful song?
Yeah!
Right, who is that? It is a beautiful song. Jill, we're going to play one more song, and this is going to be from the happy side of Sometimes I'm Happy, Sometimes I'm Blue. But before we go, a couple of people we want to mention. Al Kopek, full name Albert J. Kopek, but he said, don't say that, just call me Al. And he created a Jill Corey website, 120 pages. And counting and moving with, it's probably going to be 150 in about a few weeks. And the website is www.jillcorey, that's JILLCOREY.drw.net. And once again, www.jillcorey.drw.net. You will learn everything you wanted to know about Jill Corey.
And then some.
And then some. In fact, Jill, you probably, if you visit the website, you will learn things about yourself that you didn't even know.
I had no idea I recorded half of the songs that he has listed.
Well,
and he sent them to me.
Yeah.
But I didn't even have them. I did a lot of radio shows and television shows that were syndicated, and he got hold of them somehow. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah, put them on paper.
He's a fantastic man. Al, hope you're out there listening.
And kind and gentle.
There he is. And you wanted to make one more mention before we...
Well, I just wanted to tell everybody about a wonderful story about my husband, Don Hoke,
yes,
who was a Major League Baseball player for 11 and a half years.
Yes.
I gave up my career to marry him.
Right.
And we lived happily for almost 8 years, and then he died. So we have a beautiful daughter named Claire.
Okay.
And she's living in California, and I miss her terribly.
Right.
But just saw her last week. But I just wanted that connection made. His nickname, the Tiger, he was in two World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Beat the Yankees both times in 1955 with the Brooklyn Dodgers.
He sure did.
And in Pittsburgh in 1960 with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yes.
So,
wow.
It's fun to tell you that.
Well, you did, Jill. I cannot thank you enough on behalf of myself and on behalf of your millions of fans throughout the world, and people throughout the world are going to listen to the show, if not live, on the archive version on my Ronnie's Radio page. You can visit that at www.jerseygirlsing, JerseyGirlsSing.com. JerseyGirlsSing.com. My radio page is a part of that website. Jill, thanks so much. We're going to close with one of my favorite tunes from Sometimes I'm Happy. This is Ain't We Got Fun. Just want you to say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, Ronnie, and goodbye to all your listeners, and God bless you and to all, and good luck with your show.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you, Jill.
Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money.
funny, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun? The rent's unpaid, dear, we haven't a car. But anyway, dear, we'll stay as we are. And though we owe the grocer, don't we have fun? Tax collectors getting closer, still we have fun. There's nothing surer, the rich get rich and the poor get poorer. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun? The rent's unpaid, we haven't a car. But anyway, dear, we'll stay as we are. Even though we owe the grocer, don't we have fun? Tax collectors getting closer, still we have fun. There's nothing surer, the rich get rich and the poor get poorer. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? Still we have fun.